I'm Kate Remington with the two winners of the Greater Connecticut Youth Orchestra Concerto Competition for this year, cellist Jack Campbell and Henry Freeman French Horn, and the music director for the GCTYO, Chris Heisey. And let's just do a quick little hello. Jack, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Henry, great to see you.
Hi, nice to see you too.
And Chris, it's always great to have a chance to catch up.
Hey, Kate, great to see you. I know these odd times. So we're sitting here looking at a screen, but it's great. And thank you so much for your support and for doing these interviews. We really appreciate it.
I'm just so impressed with all of the finalists for the concerto competition. And as far as I know, this has never happened before, right, Chris, with two winners?
Well, it's rare. My first, might have been my second year, we had two winners. That was 12 or 13 years ago. So it doesn't happen very often, but it has happened in the past. But it is very rare. And these two guys, you know, they're both very special. And, you know, when the judges got outside and started talking about who was going to win, it was just, well, you know.
Wow. Well, Henry, I'm really impressed. I was so impressed with your performance of the first movement from the Mozart Horn Concerto, Kirchhoff 447. And the horn is, I wouldn't say it's an unusual instrument for a kid to pick up, but it's not easy. So what was it about the horn that really like got you excited to learn how to play it?
Well, I first picked it up in fifth grade as part of my school's band program. And I really liked that nobody else was really picking it. And I really liked that my band director told me that it would be a challenge, and I wanted that. So here I am 7 years later or so, and it's what I do.
That's fantastic. And Jack, I loved your performance of the last movement of the Elgar Cello Concerto. And again, you know, what was it about the cello that really spoke to you and made you want to learn how to play it?
Yeah, well, just like Henry, I started with the school orchestra program in fifth grade. And when you're an elementary student at our school, at the school I went to, you would watch the concert. So the fifth graders were the ones who played the string instruments, and then all the younger kids would watch their concerts. And they did, I think in the beginning of the concert before, the director would have each section like play by themselves just so the other kids could hear what each instrument sounded like. And I just liked the way the cello sounded the best, so I picked that one.
Yeah, it's a great story. I mean, I just, both of those, the horn and the cello, are just like among my two favorite instruments for sure. And I'd love to know why you chose the pieces you did for the competition. Jack, maybe you could start with the Elgar.
So I chose this piece to do this competition, but I also chose it to audition for college with, because I think it's just a really great piece that has kind of two sides to it. One is like the fast opening, which is lasts about half the duration of the piece. And then there's a slow romantic half. So it's like a nice, two easy, like very distinct, I guess, sections to it, which are, I struggle a little bit more playing like some faster things, and like just the slow stuff is really slow, you know, lyrical kind of passages are where I'm good at. So I knew that it would be a little bit of a challenge in the beginning, but as I started to practice this piece more and more over the summer and then getting into fall, I realized that this piece fits me a lot better than some of the other pieces I played for this competition in the past and for other auditions. And so I was, you know, and then so by the time it came to start preparing for this competition, I decided, you know, definitely I'm going to stick with this piece, because I think it's really, you know, it just fits me well as a player.
Yeah, just the other day I played Jacqueline Dupre's performance of it, and that's such a, you know, iconic performance. And I'm wondering if there are any cellists that have really impressed you that you've tried to take away some of their, you know, the emotion that they put into a piece or a technique or anything like that, that have helped you with this piece?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the recording I go to when I listen to this is actually one by Yo-Yo Ma from, I think it was 96 with the Chicago Symphony.
Yeah.
It's just on YouTube. And so I just found it when I was just learning the piece, and I wanted to, like, you know, just get a sense for it, because I knew that, you know, and I listened to the Jacqueline Dupre one too, because I knew everybody, like, that's the recording, it's her piece. So I wanted to get another take on it, just to hear what other people did. And I fell in love with that recording. But in terms of just other cellists that, like, really impact me in general, is there's a Spanish cellist who's pretty young. His name is Pablo Fernandez, and he's just amazing. Just the technique that he has is unreal. And so it's kind of an inspiration for me.
Wow, that's so cool. Well, Henry, how did you settle on the Mozart?
Like Jack, I was auditioning for colleges this year, and that was, it kind of overlapped with all the schools that I was applying to, but also, I mean, Mozart's four horn concertos and his concert rondo are really at the core of horn repertoire, and I love the lightness of the piece, and I love how well I can use it to showcase the horn.
Yeah, you know, I was really kind of thrown by the video of your performance at MoCA Westport wearing a mask. And, you know, we've all had to adapt to COVID, but wind players in particular, I think, have had kind of a heavy load as far as that. So what was it like for you to kind of adjust your playing or your technique to, you know, accommodate the mask?
It definitely has its challenges. I think we all have had that experience of opening our mouth while wearing a mask and it's sliding underneath our nose. that happened quite a bit, and we ended up finding some nose clips that work pretty well with that. But I mean, it's a very different feel from playing without the mask, and really how I learned to accommodate that was just doing it. As we've moved farther into this pandemic, organizations such as GC2IO and my school, where we're reopening for in-person rehearsals. So I've had a lot of opportunities to practice wearing that mask while rehearsing. And even in my own practice, sometimes I put it on just to get used to it for performances like this one.
Yeah, well, how does it affect the sound?
I think the belt cover affects the sound more than the mask does by, it kind of deadens it a little bit. The issue with the mask is just moisture building up within the space around my mouth, which can make it challenging, but I mean, it lets me play, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I'll bet. Chris, what was it like for you to be, you know, in the audience listening to these two performances?
I'm one of three judges, and so my role is, of course, I play a part in the decision, but you know, for these guys especially, you know, it was more sort of a culmination of our time together, because these two guys, we've spent several years, many years together within the youth orchestra organization, and watching these two gentlemen grow up and mature as musicians, it's amazing. You know, when Henry came to us, he was, you know, this tall and, you know, little kid, and, you know, watching him come up through the program and develop has been unbelievable. And the same with Jack, and to hear their passion and their gifts and their talent sort of in their final, it was their final competition as seniors. It's, you know, the feeling is really hard to describe, but to say that I'm proud of them really doesn't cover it. Mm. They're great, and we're going to miss them.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, Jack and Henry, you've both mentioned that you've used these pieces that you played at the competition as auditions for college. And so I'm curious about where you see the next step in your journey with music. Henry, why don't you go first?
So I haven't committed to a college yet. I hope to very soon. But I do know that wherever I end up, I'm going to be studying both horn performance and music education. I hope to be mainly a music educator in the future, but of course I want to keep performance with me because it's just something that I love to do.
Sure. Yeah. What are some of the colleges that you've applied to? I'm just really curious about, you know, what kind of a net you've cast, or what would be like your, I don't want to jinx anything, but like what would be your dream school?
I don't have one particular dream school. I'm not 100% sure how I'm going to make this decision because it's a big one, but I applied to 11 colleges, which is more than one would do in a normal year for music schools because sure. All the auditions were virtual. But I mean, I can give you the full list if you like.
Well, what were like the top three?
All right, can I give you four?
Yeah, sure.
NYU, BU, University of Hartford, and the Peabody Institute are my top four right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
I mean, any one of those, well, I'm sure any of the 11 would be amazing. So that's fantastic. And Jack, what about you? Where do you see your next step going to with music?
Yeah, so I've been auditioning for conservatories, and I wherever I end up going, I haven't committed yet. I'm going to be studying mainly cello performance, but I also want to get into like composition, because I do compose right now, but not like at the level I play cello. And I want to get into like the recording and production side of it too, because I do these things like as a hobby, but it really interests me, and I'd like to get more into that in college. But yeah, right now I have to decide between Boston Conservatory at Berkeley and Oberlin Conservatory.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's
Thank you. That's
really great. Well, Chris, it must be a relief. When I talked with the winner of the last competition, she wasn't even going to pursue her music studies. And so it must be kind of nice to know that at least Jack and Henry are going to keep music in their lives and hopefully in a professional way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. We had that interview just a few short weeks before all of the shutdown occurred last year. And, you know, we lost the opportunity to play. That was Allison Shively, and we lost the opportunity to play with her. And unfortunately, we're not going to get to play. The orchestra's not going to get to play with these two guys either largely because of the spacing concerns and all of that stuff that we have, the physical distancing that we have to observe with the orchestra. But, you know, we are back in person now, which is really great. And we are rehearsing, and we will do a concert in May. So that'll be fun. But in this, you know, anyway,
yeah,
this last year has been crazy.
It sure has. Well, I'm curious, Jack and Henry, you know, learning to play an instrument is tough. I mean, even if you're really, really good at it, you get to these plateaus, and it's just hard, I think, sometimes to kind of get to the next level and stuff. And so I'm wondering what each of you would say to, you know, your fellow young performers when kind of the going gets a little bit tough. Henry, why don't you start?
I think the biggest thing for me in my growth has been my teachers, and I feel like it's that way for any young musician. So I think the biggest thing that I would say to somebody is don't be afraid to ask for help, because there's nothing wrong with it at all, and it really helps you grow as, I mean, both a musician and a person.
Yeah, and Jack, what about you?
Definitely, I would say that, but also I would add on to that, use all the resources you have. So your teacher is one, but, you know, you're also your own resource in a way, by just take the time, even though it can be frustrating when you're at a plateau, practicing can feel like, you know, the last thing you want to do, but just take the time to sit down with your instrument and experiment with whatever the problem is. And just eventually you'll break through, even if it doesn't feel like it. So yeah, just keep going.
Man, I wish somebody had told me that when I was bashing my way through Brahms. I just just experiment for a little bit. So that's, both of those are just, they're very thoughtful, and I'm sure that'll help, you know, your fellow young performers. And Jack and Henry and Chris, it's been so much fun to catch up and find out about the competition and meet you both, Jack and Henry. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. We really appreciate it. Good to see you.
Yeah, same here. Good to see you.